and in Berlin, it's 31 degrees.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. For many years, New Hampshire's community colleges were considered technical schools, where you might get a 1 or 2 year degree in automotive engineering or paralegal studies and then go directly into a job. But that traditional role has been expanding. Today in New Hampshire, the community college system's 7 campuses are also seen as feeder schools to the state's universities, as well as a source for training adults who may not want a whole new degree but need their skills upgraded for the workforce. 27,000 students attend community college in the Granite State, and those numbers are only expected to grow given the increasing demand for their services. At the same time, New Hampshire's community college system saw its funding cut by 20% in the latest budget. Now, at this critical juncture, the system has new leadership. Ross Cattell stepped in as chancellor on February 1st. Cattell's selection was widely praised. He's considered a foremost authority on the New Hampshire economy as a longtime professor at UNH and forecast manager for the New England Economic Partnership. Cattell says he hopes to put that knowledge into practice with even stronger links between education and the state's economic health. Today in The Exchange, Ross Cattell is with us, and let's hear from you. What role do you see our community colleges playing in the state? How do you think that role should change, if at all? If you're involved with the community college system, either as an employee or a student or a recent graduate, what might improve the system? Call in The Exchange, number 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR, or send us a short email, the address exchange@nhpr.org. And Ross Cattell, welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Laura. It's good to be with you.
Well, what was your reaction when you were first approached about the possibility of this job late last year?
I was honored to be approached. And then I was reflective about the opportunity and what I might contribute to the community college system and to the state of New Hampshire. And what it really did, it provided me the opportunity to act on the research that I'd been undertaking for the last 20 years while at the University of New Hampshire, and act on my interest to more closely align and connect education, and specifically higher education, with the New Hampshire economy, and not just the current economy, but the economic future of the state, because education and workforce preparedness, workforce skills, and capacities are so critical to the economic competitiveness and the economic future of our state.
Well, it really is right up your alley. You've been talking about this for a long, long time. I wonder what the transition will be like for you, though.
Right.
No. It's one thing to be on your academic perch and saying, this is what we should do. It's another thing to actually
right.
do it.
And that's absolutely right, Laura. When I was approached, some people who were trying to persuade me to take the position said, well, you've been talking about this and researching this for a long time. Now it's about time to do something about it. So this is a great opportunity to do something about it. I think there's a real opportunity and there's a real need to more closely link educational programs, how we educate our students, how we provide them access and connection to industry. Too often, education, not just in New Hampshire, but across our country, is not connected with the economy and not connected with business and economic needs. And I'm a true believer, you know, in the foundation of the liberal arts. You know, I'm a product of that. But I think applying that knowledge to industry requires some specific training and application of that training, and therefore the linking of an educational institution like our community colleges in New Hampshire more closely with economic activity and with industry is beneficial to our students' education and careers and beneficial to our economy overall.
If we could just back up for a moment and just remind us what the job of the chancellor entails. And the reason I ask that is because at the university level, some lawmakers have talked about doing away with the chancellor's office or at least reducing it dramatically. You know, we don't need this chancellor overseeing the college and university campuses. So remind us what the job of the community college chancellor does. And is anybody talking about, you know, reducing the chancellor's office at your level?
Okay. Well, the role of the chancellor and the system office of the community college system of New Hampshire is to really coordinate the activity and enhance the activity of our 7 campuses, our 7 colleges spread across the state. a key is community in the word community college. Our colleges are very closely aligned with their local community, serving their needs, educational needs, and economic needs. And we have, you know, the community colleges are relatively small compared to, let's say, UNH in terms of numbers, particularly in a more rural areas. And they don't have large staffs. They don't have large capacities on their own. And they benefit greatly, all our campuses, all our colleges, the seven across the state, from the sharing of resources, whether it be the resources around human resources or about budgeting or about finance or about communications that we offer at the system level. So the seven college presidents report to me through the system and through my under my leadership. We coordinate activities and the resources across the seven campuses. So students at any one campus could take advantage of the courses and the facilities at the other campuses. And so as a system, we're much stronger than having the seven individual campuses added up. Your other question about are there threats to the system office similar to the university system in New Hampshire? Community colleges are very different than the university system campuses. The university system, UNH, is really the dominant entity. We have, in the community college system, we have a larger campus, our campus in Concord, NHTI, but there's not the same dominance by NHTI as there is by UNH in the university system. And I've been working with the seven presidents across the community college system, and they're all very high energy, high commitment, high level of activity. And we sit around the table and we talk, and there's a lot of sharing of information, a lot of sharing of resources, and there's great benefits from the cooperation that's coordinated at the system level. And I just want to take this moment to add that I have been in contact with the University System of New Hampshire since my appointment and working with them. And for the first time, we believe, ever in March, we're going to have the seven community college presidents together with the four university system presidents to talk about articulation agreements and how we could work together. So I'm very excited about that, because we all benefit. The university system, the community college system, the seven campuses of the community college system, and the four colleges at the university system from working together. What we have to stay focused on is we're public institutions. We have to stay focused on our students, serving our students and serving our state, and primarily the state's economy, as far as I'm concerned, from the community college system of New Hampshire perspective.
Let me invite our listeners to join us, Chancellor Gattell, and then so many more questions for you. Our number, 1-800-892-6477. Again, today in The Exchange, Ross Gattell is here, the new chancellor of the Granite State's Community College System. Join us. What role do you see our community colleges playing in the state? How do you think that role should change, if at all? If you're involved with the community college system, either you work there or you're a student or a recent graduate, what do you think might improve the system? And if you're a business owner seeking skilled workers and can't find them, tell us your story and how might the community college system help. Our number, 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR, or send us a short email, the address exchange@nhpr.org. Again, the number, 1-800-892-6477. You know, you mentioned, Chancellor Gattell, that meeting that you've set up between the college and university heads and the community college presidents. In an interview with New Hampshire Business Review, you said, "I think that the community college system of New Hampshire has been perceived as sort of a stepchild for too long." What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you have the university system and the four-year institutions and the research institutions, which have a certain prestige associated with them, you know, faculty who do research, students who could get accepted and attend the four-year institutions. And then historically, you know, going back to when the community colleges really first emerged, which was under President Truman in 1948, when he believed strongly in advancing economic opportunity and a vehicle to do that, expanding access to education, higher education for low-income people, middle-income people, was through the enactment and expansion of community colleges systems and community colleges throughout the country. Community colleges have already been seen like, well, it's serving a different population. It's serving a different interest, so it would be a terminal degree for those who are more technical and more manual labor, but didn't have the same, let's say, intellectual capacity or the same aspirations to advance to a more professional position. And those would be served, the people who were more advanced would be served by the four-year institutions. Well, that's really no longer the case. Community colleges provide a alternative to a lot of students who eventually matriculate in a four-year institution. And a lot of the so-called more technical degrees, let's say like now in the healthcare professions, in advanced manufacturing, a lot of those degrees and a lot of those areas of specialization provide very good economic opportunities for those students if they end at a two-year associate's degree. So many of our graduates in the associate's programs in the healthcare industry, in machine tools and auto mechanics, they end up making more than those with the four-year degree who are not in the more science or technical degrees. So the differentiation between the two-year degree, the associate's degree, community colleges, and the four-year colleges is changing. I don't think that's well recognized. So oftentimes the community college systems are, as I said, it's kind of like the stepchild and not well recognized. And one thing I would like to do as chancellor is get the word out about all the good work we do, all the benefits students could gain from going to our colleges.
Well, and over the last few years, we've been hearing that many community colleges around the country, at least, have more requests for slots than they can fill, that there's so much demand for those community college courses that they're actually turning people away. Are we turning people away?
We are in some of our programs that are strongest and also most closely aligned with careers where there's actually jobs and there's job availability. And we want to expand those programs. I mean, the growth areas, as I mentioned before, include the advanced manufacturing area and some of the specialized health, the allied health professions, or radiologist technician, for example. There's a high demand for that. Some of the advanced electronic associated auto mechanic professional areas, that there's a lot of need for that and a lot of demand for that.
All right. Well, lots more to talk about after a short break, and we'll start taking your calls, too. So join us 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR, or send us a short email, the address exchange@nhpr.org, and we'll be right back.
Good morning, it's 9:19, and support for NHPR comes from UR members and from the New Hampshire Society of Accountants, helping you find a tax accountant for your personal or business needs. New Hampshire Society of Accountants online at nhsacct.org. And the Colonial Theater in Keene presenting the jazz stylings of Diane Reeves February 23rd and Acoustic Hot Tuna February 24th. Tickets and information now at thecolonial.org. More with Ross Cattell, the new chancellor of the New Hampshire Community College System, on The Exchange on NHPR and at 10 on The Diane Reeves Show, new efforts to help struggling homeowners. New Hampshire weather today, partly sunny for most of the state, highs 40 to 45, starting out cloudy, some scattered snow showers in the north country with some sunshine this afternoon, highs there 30 to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, statewide, cold, low single numbers in the north country ranging to 15 to 20 degrees towards southern parts of the state. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Today in The Exchange, Ross Cattell is with us. He is the new chancellor of the state's community college system, just starting the job on February 1st after a long career at UNH. We invite you to join us at 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR, or send us a short email, the address exchange@nhpr.org. The Exchange is also now on Facebook. We hope you go to our page, join the conversation there. And Chancellor Cattell, just a couple more questions before we go to the phones. We've been hearing from business people lately that they do have good jobs. They can't find the trained workers to fill them. Very frustrating to hear, given that many Granite Staters would probably love to have those jobs. What's the disconnect there?
Well, the disconnect, I think I referred to it earlier, is that not often enough our educational institutions establishing a relationship with business and industry and listening to business and industry and finding out what are the jobs available What are the workplace needs for those jobs?
Even
what
at the
kind
community
of workplace
college level? I thought that was
well,
what you guys
at the community
were all about.
College level, we're ahead of other institutions, and we have very good partnerships. But I think because of some of the success we've had with those partnerships, other businesses and industries are asking for it. And because of the nature of the economy, let's think about that. Let's think about if you're a business coming out of the recession, you're going to expand, and if you're in the United States and you're expanding, it's probably because you have a pretty sophisticated product, a competitive product that requires a lot of technology and a lot of skilled labor, and therefore you have the opportunity to expand. Okay, take it in engineered composites or any advanced materials, and you have an opportunity to expand. But you need more workers. You're going to go to the place where there's workers available. And there's only a few places where those workers are available, and therefore you have to create your own labor force. So you're looking for community colleges, four-year institutions, the high schools, to provide that labor, and you want to make that connection. So to be able to be positioned like our community colleges are now, but they're increasingly going to be better positioned to respond in a fast manner to the needs of industry with highly skilled and technical programs, and to educate students who could then advance into those positions, the better, the more capable you are of doing that, and the faster you could react to industry, the better off are your students, the stronger your programs become, and the economy of that state improves. So we have that type of activity in our community college system now. Just 2 weeks ago, Vice President Joe Biden was there to kind of announce and also to celebrate in respect 400 jobs being created in New Hampshire. And that 400 jobs is the result of a partnership between Albany Engineered Composites in Rochester, New Hampshire, and Safran. And Safran makes aircraft engines for Boeing. And then Albany Engineered Composites is a supplier of a very sophisticated composite material to the aircraft engines. And a huge part of those 400 jobs coming to the state of New Hampshire is the partnership those two companies, Safran and Albany, had with Great Bay Community College to train workers to fill those 400 positions.
Sounds like more of that is needed, though, because we do hear this complaint so frequently. Seacoast Online called it one of the sad truths of the economic downturn, that despite lingering unemployment, many businesses say they can't find workers with the skills.
But that's really what we're doing at the community college system. River Valley Community College has a similar type partnership with Hypertherm, which is a vast growing company up north. NHTI has a partnership with Asran Sylvania around automation and process control. And we have Nashua Community College System has a partnership with Honda. And the Manchester Community College has a partnership with GE. And I could go on. So these are partnerships that are happening, workers being trained, our students getting well-placed. And those are leading companies. And those are good jobs. The key is those are good jobs.
So what would you say to a business, listening right now, who says, look, I've got 20 jobs and I can't fill them, Roscatel? Would you say, call me? Or
I would say, call me. Call the presidents of the community colleges. The community colleges are spread across the state, 7 colleges across the country. We all are focused, have business centers and are involved with workforce development. We have faculty who are well able to deliver those types of programs, and we have students that are interested in those programs. So I've been very encouraged. The business leaders who have reached out to me since my appointment and said, please come meet with me. And that's what I've been my first month. I'm filled with meetings with business leaders who can create jobs if we have the proper training and support and workforce for those positions. And I'm very encouraged. This is happening all over the state.
Well, and you've only been on the job since February 1st.
I keep on reminding myself of that.
Again, if you want to join us, 1-800-892-6477. Our guest is Chancellor Roscatel. He's just taken over as head of New Hampshire's community college system. Give us a call, 1-800-892-6477. What role do you see the community college system playing right now in our state? How might that role change? And if you're directly involved with the community colleges, either you work there or you're a student or a recent graduate, what do you think might make the system better? Also, as we've been talking about businesses seeking skilled workers, tell us your story, if that applies to you, and how the community college system might help. Our number, 1-800-892-6477. Email is exchange@nhpr.org. And first up, Chancellor Gattell, is Bill in Gorham. Hi, Bill. You're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you, Laura. And first, congratulations, Professor Cattell. I think the system made a wise choice. My question concerns, I live in Gorham, the North Country. The needs are vast. The economy's hurting. And we do have a very good technical college in Berlin that I think could be an integral part in what is needed for the turnaround in the North Country. And my question is, what specifically are the plans for the VOTEC in Berlin? Are you going to have a stronger cooperative, as you spoke to, with the university system, say, on the state? Or are there other plans on the horizon that are designated to address our dire situation, which I'm sure you're very aware of?
And, Bill, pardon me for not knowing this. When you say VOTEC, do you mean at the high school level in Berlin or at the
college?
The White Mountain Community College.
Yeah. White Mountain Community College, yes.
No, Bill, thank you for your question. The White Mountain Community College, that's an initiative that we're just starting thanks to a Department of Labor grant around advanced manufacturing, and there'll be support and educational programs around that. White Mountain Community College also for a number of years has had a program with Caterpillar on mobile equipment technology and training for that. It has very strong culinary arts baking program up in White Mountain. And the industry advisory board there is very large and contributing to the curriculum development at White Mountain Community College. I'll be visiting there, I believe, in March, and I want to meet with community leaders and business leaders. And again, there's good foundations across the community colleges, and what I want to do is help support that, enrich that, and connect it more closely, align it more closely with industry and business in the seven areas we serve.
Well, and speaking of the high school level, you know, we hear that high school guidance counselors sometimes discourage students from careers in trades like manufacturing, like some of the technical fields that you've mentioned, Chancellor Cattell, and that they're more encouraged to attend a four-year university. Do you see this bias against sending high school students to community college?
You know, I actually, I don't know if I would call it bias. I think there's some misinformation out there about the community colleges are just dead-end, you know, degrees at the associate's level, which don't position students well to advance to the four-year degree or to do well in the economy. And that's not true. So part of what we're going to do with the community college system is continue to reach out to the high schools and tell the high schools about what type of degrees are awarded in the community college system, what kind of careers those degrees could lead to, and how the community colleges could be a bridge to an economic future, and also a bridge, if the student so wishes, to a four-year and beyond degree if they have the interest in doing that. So I think part of it is it's educative about the role of community colleges. And we're in the high schools right now, the community colleges. We have a Running Start program, which allows students to take college courses and get college credit while they're still in high schools. And we're in 80 different high schools serving over 5,000 students. And the students could get college credit for $150 a course, which is well below our regular tuition.
These days.
And that's a great way for students to get a running start on their college education and to get introduced to the community college system. So we're in the high schools. The thing that I'm most concerned at is that we have so much to do and so much we can do at the community college system, reaching out to the high schools, linking stronger to industry, forming stronger relationships and articulation agreements with the university system, and we're really strained for resources. There's recognition in New Hampshire nationally that community colleges could play a key role in our economic future, and we can. But we don't want to force high tuition on our students. We want to keep to our mission of accessibility, low-cost education for our students. But it's very difficult to do that in the current public funding environment. We were already pretty funded pretty lowly compared to our comparative institutions nationally. About half the percentage of our total support comes from the state compared to other states, and that was cut. That was cut significantly, as you mentioned in your opening this recent session. We went from 35% of our budget, operating budget, being funded by the public sector to 28% in a basically a 2-year period, and that puts a lot of stress on a system a financial stress on a system where on the other side, there's all these opportunities to create 400 jobs and plus for our New Hampshire residents on the other side. We're getting our funding cut, and I'm asking my faculty, my presidents, my staff to work harder and serve more needs with less. It's very difficult.
Well, and I'll ask you about the budget in a couple of minutes for sure, Chancellor Gattell. Let's take another call again. The number 1-800-892-6477. Email is exchange at nhpr.org. Helen's up next from Wanalancet. Hi, Helen. Go ahead. You're on the exchange.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a veteran chemistry teacher and moved to the community college in Conway a few years back, and it was lovely because there's a lab there. Right now, that college got closed and kind of carted up to Littleton because of budget cuts, which I understand. And currently, I'm servicing 7 students at Carroll Academy, and since I can teach a college-level course, they're getting that course, but finding lab space is really tough. My question is, these students are traveling a long way and from all over the place, and I just feel very badly for them. Of course, most of them are interested in nursing careers, and I wondered what the future is for the center of the state where there just aren't all that many possibilities in the community college.
Helen, thanks a lot for calling in. Go ahead, Chancellor Gattell.
Yeah, no, that's a concern, and Helen called right after I'd spoke about our budgetary pressures. And, you know, Helen even mentions the number of students, 7 students. And that might in, you know, the areas of the state which have larger numbers of people and have higher density, 7 students would be a program that you'd say, well, maybe we shouldn't run it. Up in the North Country, you go, well, 7 students is a large number. And that's one of our challenges. You have those 7 students. You have to operate a pretty high-cost lab if it's nursing. You want to make sure those students get the appropriate training and are exposed to the state-of-the-art technology. It's very difficult to do that on a cost-effective basis. So what we're doing is how do we, across the campuses, share resources and specialization needs? And we might have to ask our students to travel sometimes because of the costs associated with having, you know, state-of-the-art technology and equipment on every campus.
Sounds like they already are, at
least. They already are, but we're going to have to ask them to do that. We're also going to use technology to provide students with that same type of experience but at a distance. So we are applying technology, distance learning across our programs. In fact, the Community College System of New Hampshire is the second largest provider of distance learning education in the state of New Hampshire, only behind Southern New Hampshire University. Right now, we have over 600 online courses at the community college system serving over 9,000 students are enrolled in those courses. So through distance learning, through use of technology to give students experience with high technology from a distance, plus we're going to ask our students to travel sometimes because we have to be, you know, efficient and effective in what we do.
Well, 2 more questions then about the budget since you raised it and Helen raised it. And Helen, thanks a lot for calling in. If you have more students coming through the door, that means you got more money coming through the door. So, yes, you have to provide more services for those students. But, Chancellor Gattell, doesn't it help financially to have more bodies in those chairs?
Oh, it does help financially, but think about the students we serve. You know, 70% of our students are on financial aid. And then with the state cuts.
70%.
And with the cuts, we had cuts specifically to our unique scholarship program that the state had provided, and in this last budget year it got cut. That provided need-based scholarships to 4,500 of our students. That got completely X'd out of the state budget this go-around. So we could say, well, you bring in revenue by relying on tuition revenue, but our students are not well-positioned to do that. And we're talking about, basically, we've been focusing on the 60% of the students that are more traditional students, those between 18 and 25. But we have 20% of our students are over 36.
Sure.
And another 20% are between 26 and 35. And a lot of these were people who were laid off and coming back for retraining. They're incumbent workers. And then we're saying, well, because the state's not funding this at this point, if you want to get reeducated, if you want to get retrained, if you want to have a good economic future, you're going to have to pay a higher and higher tuition bill. That's very difficult for us to accept and impose on our students.
Here's another question from Ken, an email from Ken that came in, again, about the budget. He says, do you think a closer relationship with industry will provide additional financial support to the community college system? Ken, thanks for the email.
Yes, that's a great question, and that's what I intend to do. Businesses will benefit from having a trained, skilled workforce when they need it to compete effectively. And if it's in their self-interest to have a well-skilled workforce, we're going to ask them to provide some support and some help to the community college system, which they're already doing, and we want to build more of those types of relationships. That's where we're going to focus on, the private sector, private partnerships where they contribute, and they already have, and I think there's good potential to expand that. That's an area that we're going to focus on.
Again, Helen, thanks for the call. The number 1-800-892-6477. And Don is calling from Andover. Hi, Don, go ahead.
Hi, Laura. I'm retired from Connecticut, and this may be a little off subject, but we had a technical high school system in Connecticut. And I wondered to what extent we have a technical high school system in New Hampshire, because many students lose interest and should be funneled into technical studies at the high school level. And so my question is, to what extent do we have this system, and can these children be funneled into the community system?
It's a great question, Don. And certainly when I was at Keene High School, we had a technical
aspect. No, there are. It's a good question. And we do have technical high schools in the state of New Hampshire, and the community college system of New Hampshire does have, you know, relationships with those high schools. And I think we have to pause a little bit and think what technical means these days. And if you think about an auto mechanic, a machine tool operator, any advanced manufacturing worker on what we used to call the factory floor, think about the science background they need, the engineering background they need, the computer skills they need to operate automated operations. Technical is not so it's not so low grade or low skilled, I should say. Technical requires a lot of science, a lot of math, a lot of information technology experience. So there's not that clear separate track between what used to be called voc education and general education. I think we have to say, if we want to compete technologically on all levels in the United States, we have to enhance the science, the math, the technology training of all our students, not just students on a track to go on to a four-year college.
All right. Well, Don, thanks for the call. And again, the number for you to join us with Ross Cattell, Chancellor of New Hampshire's Community College System, is 1-800-892-6477.
Today on Word of Mouth, Mormonism in the Modern Age. The Church of Latter-day Saints confronts a rising rate of religious defection, a hit parody on Broadway, and a Mormon in the political spotlight, all part of a growing identity crisis. And a man whose early diagnosis of Asperger's turned out to be a common case of awkward youth. I'm Brady Carlson. Word of Mouth fits the criteria for new ideas, today at noon and again at 9 on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from your members and from PSNH, a sponsor of the Environmental Protection Agency program, New Hampshire Home Performance with Energy Star. Information at psnh.com/homeperformance. And Vineyard Brands, importers of Warris Ports of Portugal, including Warrior and Otima 10-year-old Tawny Port. Information on the web at vineyardbrands.com. Good morning. It's 9:40. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Tomorrow on The Exchange, the author of a new book, Conundrum, talks about the many myths of going green. Email us before the program at exchange@nhpr.org and join us tomorrow morning, live at 9. Today, Ross Cattell is here. He's the new chancellor of New Hampshire's community college system. Join us with your questions and comments. What role do you see the community colleges playing at the 7 campuses around the state? How might that role change, if at all? And if you have personal experience with the community college system, either you're a student or a graduate or you work there, what do you think might make the system better? We've also talked about business owners seeking skilled workers and sometimes not finding them. If that's your story, give us a call. How do you think the community college system might help with that? Our number, 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR, or send us an email, exchange@nhpr.org. And Jackie's calling in from Gorham. Hi, Jackie. You're on the air.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to call to say that, first of all, I agree with you that technical high schools do not have the sort of, you know, stereotype that they used to have. I went to one 25 years ago, and it was because I couldn't afford to go to college, so I went to a technical high school knowing that to, you know, to try to prepare myself for the workforce that way. But they don't have that stigma anymore. I wanted to say that I'm in Gorham. The federal prison is opening in Gorham, so there's a criminal justice degree at White Mountain Community College that people can take advantage of to prepare for that role if they wanted to try to get a job there. Andrew Scoggin Valley Hospital is probably the biggest employer in the Gorham-Berlin area, and they have nursing degrees to support that if you wanted to get a job there. And Gorham Paper and Tissue has just reopened. So I wanted to mention some positives about the North Country, and that you know, the Balsams is going to be reopening. Someone has bought the Balsams, and that's going to be reopening. So there are lots of opportunities in the North Country. I just wanted to respond to Bill and Gorham because it just sounded kind of dark.
good to hear some good news, Jackie.
There is some good news, and the White Mountain Community College is supporting all of those by helping people get prepared for the workforce up here in the North Country. So.
All right, Jackie, good to hear from you. What do you think, Chancellor Goodell?
I think that's, you know, that's reflective of what the community colleges do in their community. They're supportive of their communities, supportive of the economies in those communities, and they're very much connected. So as these things develop, as these opportunities develop, the community colleges and White Mountain Community College is a perfect example, react to it and support and make sure that if there are employment opportunities that that area could benefit from it. And White Mountain Community College, the college is really embedded in the community and serves the community. And we have that across the state. And it really is, in my mind, maybe it was just me because of 20 years removed from the community college system. I don't think that many people know about it. You know, they kind of say, oh, the community colleges, it's down the street. And I know some kids that go there, and that's about it. And I think having this show, and I thank Laura for hosting this show, and having call-ins like Jackie really gets the word out. And people in their community should go visit their community colleges online or just down the street from them and learn about the programs and take a program. And these are, you know, students in high school, students in the college age, and then incumbent workers and students, you know, people wanting to retrain. It's a great resource for the communities in which they reside.
You know, speaking of high school again, what are you seeing, Chancellor Goodell, in terms of high school graduates being prepared for the coursework at the community college level? We sometimes hear, at least from university officials, and you and I have talked about this when you were at the university, about students not being college ready. We've done several programs on that. How about at the community college level? Are you spending half your time just teaching basic math and reading before you can even get to the skills they need?
This is a real challenge. Two-thirds of our incoming students at the community college fail their placement test to place in one of our college courses. So they need basically remedial math, and that's two-thirds of our students.
So that's more time, more money wasted.
And so what we're doing is we worked with the high schools and developed two courses, math courses, that are being taught at the high school level so that when students do matriculate in community college, they'll be better prepared with math. But, you know, eventually you know, somebody has to take responsibility for math, for reading, for basic skills. And we're doing that at the community college system and then working with the high schools to try to improve the math preparedness. But too often, you know, nobody's saying, okay, students, you can't advance any further unless you have a certain level of math skills and reading skills. Businesses are saying the workers they get don't have basic reading skills. And we're going to make sure anybody with our degree graduates from our colleges have the appropriate math and reading, writing, communication skills that businesses and require.
So you're not just going to push people through the system and say good luck.
Yeah, and there's national data, and I'm sure the statistics hold true for New Hampshire, but national data recently showing that 40% of college graduates available to employers do not have the necessary skills that businesses desire. That's 40%. And that's just not two-year colleges. That's the, you know, the four-year colleges and universities. And nearly one-third of manufacturing companies out there are suffering from something we've talked about earlier, with some level of skill shortages. So if we can enhance the preparedness of our students in New Hampshire for the economic, the jobs of the future, including in advanced manufacturing, they're going to do well in this economy because they're going to have skills and training that other students don't have. And our state is going to do well economically because the key component of economic advantage, economic competitiveness for states is the skill level of the workforce. And we enhance that and excel at that in New Hampshire, we're going to have a good economic future in New Hampshire.
Well, it's tough, though, Chancellor Gutell, isn't it? Because your students at the community college level are already in tight financial straits, as you mentioned.
Right.
And it would be hard to say, look, Joe, you have to take this math course before you can get that
degree.
But
again, Laura,
what
we're doing is working with the high schools.
Right.
So we're saying to the high schools, we'll help you develop courses. Will help you implement those courses, but they're going to be taught at the high school level. So we're not telling students, you know, you pay for this extra course once you're in community college. We're trying to figure out a way to do, again, our focus is on our students, and we understand our students' needs and their financial pressures. But we also understand our academic standards, and it's in the students' best interest kind of to raise the bar and to have the advanced skills and training and background necessary so when they do graduate and place in a job, they're going to do well in that position.
Here's another email that just came in from Doug. He says, is he committed to all the rural areas of the state? We had a wonderful program in our local Woodsville High School at night, but now it has been much reduced. This is very sad to see.
Now, he mentions the high school, so I don't know
right.
if this was a program, a running start program in the high school. But again, I don't know if he's talking about his high school voc ed program or he's talking about our program. But talking about the Running Start program, we're in 80 high schools across the state, but we also have an online e-start program so students could take distance learning. And my experience at UNH and with my own children is students technologically are very capable at high school to take a distance learning course, and they might really enjoy that. It'd be a good mix from their regular high school class.
Let's take another call, and this is Diane in Portsmouth. Hi, Diane. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you very much. My question is about what the chancellor thinks the role of community colleges around the state would be for people who are interested in college-level courses that are non-credit courses, people who would perhaps have a college education but are interested in more continuing education and would like to see the community colleges offer more classes that are not necessarily leading either to a job or to a degree, but general continuing education kinds of courses
yeah.
at the community college level.
Yeah, we do that. Maybe there's opportunities to expand it, but we have over this past academic year, we had over 3,000 students enrolled in non-credit professional skills program courses.
Can you give me an example of what that is?
It would be, it could be enrichment programs around culinary skills or around different types of physical therapy and nutrition and health type of activities. And again, I apologize. I've just been on the job about a week, so I know we do have these non-credit professional skills programs and also community service programs, but I couldn't tell you the largest ones across our campuses. But if there's really a demand for it, if there's an interest at the community level, if somebody in the communities is a skilled or exceptional in there and there's a demand for it, please go. Visit your community college, talk to the president, send me an email. I mean, we're really community responsive. That's really one of the powerful things about the community college. And it's really connected with a New Hampshire tradition of strong communities, strong towns, and community colleges are there to be part of that.
Thanks, Diane, for that call. And another one from Portsmouth. This is Leslie. Go ahead, Leslie. You're on the exchange with Chancellor Gutell.
Hi there. I am actually a department chair at Great Bay Community College and delighted that Professor Gutell has been appointed as our chancellor. My comment and question are as follows. I've noticed that a lot of the discussion thus far has focused on technical education within the community colleges, but we also do a tremendous amount of educating students, preparing them for transfer. That is, a lot of the jobs that are out there require higher degrees, and one of the things I think we do really well is offer coursework, really high-quality coursework, at the freshman sophomore level towards a bachelor's degree. And here at Great Bay in particular, we have a large number of students who really that's what they're doing here with us is preparing themselves. I happen to be in life sciences and chemistry, so we teach them a lot of their basic science here and actually have agreements in place with UNH so that they can do all of their core science work here and know that those courses will transfer as equivalent courses to the University of New Hampshire. So I'm just really interested to hear Professor Cattell's vision about that aspect of the community college work.
Well, and Leslie, you're absolutely right, and we haven't talked that much about it, Chancellor Cattell, but she's right. It is an important role.
Oh, it's a very important role, and at the beginning of our show, I talked about our meeting with the seven community college presidents with the four university system presidents. We're going to talk about articulation agreements. We're going to talk about developing strong programs in business and in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, where the state has a great need for new workers, new graduates in those programs. And Leslie's absolutely right. Some of our strongest programs in the community college systems and most popular in the liberal arts. And a student could take those strong programs and then through articulation agreements with the four-year institutions matriculate into those universities and colleges and then get the bachelor's degree. And they could do that cost effectively. Our tuition costs are one-half what University of New Hampshire are, one-third less than Keene and Plymouth State, and one-quarter less than Granite State. So, and that's just tuition. Students could live at home, go to college at lower cost, and you know, maybe balance different family pressures along with going to college. So that using the community college system as a bridge and as a way to go on to an advanced degree is really a very, very important part of the work and very close to my heart, because I like that Leslie called me a little bit Professor Cattell. So she, it really is close to my heart. And I think we have to make sure that our students, if they want to, could go on to get that bachelor's degree and higher, and we give them that strong foundation at the community college.
Now, that has been an ongoing work here in New Hampshire, linking the community college coursework with the university coursework. I remember when I started this program, you know, 16 years ago, it wasn't as clean and as quick and as obvious. And it was a big deal that this has evolved over the last decade and a half.
Oh, yeah, it's evolved, and I think there's great potential to even strengthen the articulation agreements. I've had very positive meetings since my appointment as chancellor with the presidents of Keene State and Plymouth universities. I've had good discussions with the engineering dean at UNH and the business dean at UNH, and they're very supportive. They want to work with the community college systems, and we're going to make it happen.
So what's missing then? I mean, are there still cases where, you know, I've got eight courses from the community college and only six of them are accepted?
No, what's missing is that the leadership designates that's important, and that faculty are involved, and that we get faculty across the different programs at the community college and at the university system together to figure out courses, to figure out transfers, to figure out strong articulation agreements. We've done that in nursing programs at the community college system with Southern New Hampshire University. We're going to do that nursing programs with the university system. So we're really moving in the right directions. We're moving pretty fast. I want to move a little faster, but again, the resource constraints limit some of that. But community college system is really making a lot of advancements across these many areas that we've talked about today.
Well, and Chancellor Cattell, you were just appointed in December. You've been actually on the job for a week. Is there anything that has surprised you in this transition period about the community college system that, even though you've been in New Hampshire for so long and have studied the New Hampshire economy for so long, is there anything where when you came to this job you said, wow, I didn't realize that or I didn't fully appreciate that?
Well, one thing we talked about, it, particularly when we had our callers from Gorham, I think we had two callers from Gorham, to see how important as institutions, as local institutions, the community colleges are. You know, we have White Mountain Community College. We have a couple callers from Portsmouth with Great Bay Community College. And it's really an important institution for educational purposes and economic purposes in those communities. Also, the commitment level of faculty like Leslie that called, of the staff across the campuses of our presidents to the mission and values of the community college system. Remember, our mission is to serve the students, and students without the community college system, without a public community college system, couldn't advance to higher education. And our mission is to serve those students so they could go on to advanced education, and also that they could have a strong economic future, to help the middle class stay in the middle class, and also to advance the state's economic interests so we could compete effectively. And across the system, our faculty, our staff, our students are committed to that mission. And we have very significant resource constraints. So what really impresses me, and I didn't know, is that level of commitment and determination to make this work in a very difficult financial environment for us.
Now, next year will be a budget year again, so you'll have to go to the legislature and make your case.
Yeah, well, I think we have to make our case every day. We have to make our case every day in the work that we do in serving our students and serving the state's economy.
Well, Ross Cattell, it's been good to see you. Again, congratulations on your new chancellorship, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here, Laura.
Again, that's Ross Cattell. He's the new chancellor of the community college system here in the Granite State. He began the job on February 1st. He's a former professor of management at UNH and forecast manager for the New England Economic Partnership. The Exchange is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio. The engineer is Dan Colgan. Our producer is Ellen Grimm. Our intern is Ryan Lassard. The Exchange is now on Facebook. Join our page to continue the conversation. Learn more about what we're doing every day. Our theme music was composed by Bob Lord. The Exchange's executive producer is Keith Shields, and I'm Laura Kanoy.